U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officials seized a record amount of fentanyl and other synthetic opioids in the fiscal year that ends tonight. Most of the illegal packages were found in the mailroom at New York's JFK Airport. Here's Tony DeCoppo.
This is the busiest international mailroom in America, processing more than a million inbound packages every day. And at a time when your mailman may be an unwitting drug dealer, it's also the front lines in the opioid crisis. Spike here is one of the newest tools in the hunt for illegal opioids. Riding this conveyor belt as an officer fills it with suspicious packages, in this case all from China.
They just put a package on that they put fentanyl in intentionally to training it. We're going to see if the dog finds it.
Deploy.
So how important are the dogs to the overall mission?
Incredibly important, because the work that a canine can do in an hour is what it would take an officer 8 hours to complete. We don't really know who's sending it.
Port Director Frank Russo runs field operations at John F. Kennedy Airport, where seizures of fentanyl nearly tripled to more than 80 packages in the past fiscal year.
Are we talking tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars at the street level?
What we're seizing here is hundreds of millions of dollars.
Anything flagged by the dogs or pulled by agents is searched by hand on this table, as we witnessed after the X-ray machine revealed an unknown object. Fentanyl is so toxic that officers wear gloves and masks to avoid accidental contact. This time, it wasn't fentanyl, but GBL, commonly used as a date rape drug.
Just a little bit of this mixed in a drink can disable an individual. This is our detention room.
Just one room away, however.
Fentanyl, fentanyl, fentanyl again.
Correct. So
look at the bottom here. China, Hong Kong, Hong Kong. Is that
correct?
Typical?
That is absolutely typical. Most of our seizures, and actually all of our seizures, have come from China and Hong Kong this year.
And you've also got where it's going to, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Connecticut. Are there particular areas of the country where a lot of this is headed?
That's the interesting part, Tony, is that it's everywhere. It's going absolutely everywhere.